If the project you started isn't measuring up to your expectations, give the Cajun Carpenters a call now at 1-888-ROSIE-4U.
Well, we're raising the challenge to all of our listeners this morning to try and create the gift of a lifetime as opposed to just buying something off a shelf someplace. We've got Pat Jones here, store manager of Rockler Woodworking and Hardware, with a store in North Phoenix, Scottsdale area, but also available on the web at rockler.com. You can take a look at the huge array of just toys. I'm talking about junior mini soccer hobby kits, classic chessboards, the roaring rocker motorcycle plan. Now, Pat, that doesn't look like anything an amateur or a beginner would tackle. That looks like a piece of art.
That may be something you don't want to do as a first project,
no.
But yeah, you probably want to do it, get a couple others before, under your belt first, yeah.
You've got plans to build a playhouse. You've got plans from the Woodworkers Journal that the entire catalog is filled with miscellaneous toys and get Chinese checker template, rocking horse hobby kit, buckboard project. I mean, it just goes on and on. Buckboard wagon, animated animals, toy crane plants, toy excavator plants. So the Buckboard Project Sleigh Hardware Kit. There you go.
That's another great one. We have lots of books and plans. Toy trucks are, of course, are real popular. And it's amazing some of the detail that you'll see that can be built into these toy trucks. So you can start out real simple, or some of these things are really, truly works of art.
Hey, let's go to the lines. We do have callers. If you'd like to talk to Pat about ideas or projects you're trying to tackle and create gifts, give us a ring at 1-888-767-4348. Let's bring Bill calling from Buckeye. Sounds like he's got quite an experienced craft hand. Bill, good morning. Thanks for calling.
Good morning.
And how can we help you this morning, sir?
Oh, I just wanted to say that what I made wasn't simple. I have three children, and I made a cradle for each one of their firstborn.
When they were born, and when their kids were born?
No, when their children, my first grandchild.
All right.
And, it's 22 years later, and now I have the first one back home refinishing it, getting ready for my first great-grandchild.
And, oh, that's awesome, Bill. Now, that's a gift of a lifetime. Tell us a little bit about the project. What is it built of?
Well, the first one is a rocker. But the rockers are removable, so it can be stationary.
Uh-huh.
It's all oak construction.
Okay.
And it's quite involved. And the second two are both swings.
Okay.
And there again, one of them is made out of oak and the other is out of birch.
Nice.
I really like the birch because the way the light plays on those grains, it just looks like shimmering waves.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, Bill, we certainly appreciate you calling and sharing the story of cradles for each one of his kids, now getting refinished for his great grandkids. Now, that's the creating a gift of a lifetime.
Absolutely. In fact, I've got a cradle that I built for my kids and everything, and the intent was that as they have kids, they'll get to use it. I'm just hoping they kind of spread it out so I don't have to build three of them like Bill does.
Now, Romy, does the whelping box I built for Nellie qualify? Does that relate into like cradles for your grandchildren?
Sure. You know, and Nellie's a dog, a German short hair for anyone that's missed that. Yeah, hey, why not? There's some people that their dogs are their kids, they will tell you. And to this point, we've been talking a lot of indoor use. You can go scrolling for ideas. There's some great outdoor ideas. You could take an old, mom's always talking about trying to do something out of an old pallet.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw an idea where somebody took a pallet, drilled some holes in it, and tied it and made a swing out of it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like a sitting rocker that conforms to you, and then it would just be a very easy way to make a nice, comfortable outdoor swing. If you've got a nice established shade tree, I love where they put the benches around the trunk of the tree.
Absolutely, sure.
And then you lean against the tree, and you're always in the shade. And it because it goes all the way around the trunk, no matter where the sun is, you could always just move around the tree and have your shade while you're out there with the kids or reading a book or you know just enjoying a beautiful 65-degree Arizona Saturday morning.
Sweet
listening to Rosie on the House.
Sweet Jennifer has palette project on the brain, I'll tell you what.
Does Rocco get anybody coming in wanting to work
absolutely,
on palettes?
Yeah.
I'm not the only
yeah,
one.
Yeah, we put the palettes out back and they mysteriously disappear within 2 or 3 hours.
I am coming by.
Oh, no.
I'm going to give you my cell phone. Let me know when there's 3 or 4 out there.
I will. I'll give you a call.
I've got a question on projects, Romy. In our wood shop, there appeared like an old Red Flyer, old, dilapidated, worn out Red Flyer wagon. It's so old that it's all oak, but it's lost all the paint. Where did that come from?
You know, that showed up at the house, so it had to have been something from that came over from California from Amanda's grandmother, Elaine. She's got all these old toys, and so we've got this old wagon that we pull the Remy and Landry around in while we're doing our feeding, and it's kind of falling apart, so it needs to be redone.
Yes, it does. That wagon needs to be redone.
Rosie on the House weekly newsletter. It's filled with timely gardening and home improvement advice, as well as special offers and discounts you can't find anywhere else. That's rosieonthehouse.com.